Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Apparently, some churches in the first century did not want to pay their preachers. Paul teaches that those who preach the gospel should live of the gospel. 1 Corinthians 9:14. Earlier in the chapter, Paul had raised a number of questions which related to God's provisions for preachers. Who goes to warfare any time at his own charges? Who plants a vineyard and does not eat of the fruit thereof? Or who feeds a flock and eats not of the milk of the flock? Do I say these things as a man? Or does not the law say the same? Please take note of the illustration Paul uses from the Old Testament. For it is written in the law of Moses, "You shall not muzzle the mouth of the ox which treads out the corn." Does God take care of the oxen? 1 Corinthians 9:7 through 9. The question I have just read will serve as the basis of our lesson today. Does God take care of the oxen? If you have read the Bible carefully, you know God loves His creation and provides for even the beasts of the field. Jesus wanted His disciples to understand that truth, but He wanted them to understand a much more vital truth, and that is, God takes care of His special creation, the human race. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, "Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much better than they?" Matthew 6:26. The context of this verse teaches that men and women ought not to worry about what they are going to eat, what they will wear, and what they will drink. The Lord asks two penetrating questions. Is not the life more than meat? Is not the body more than raiment? Matthew 6:25. Food, clothing, and shelter are essentials in this life. We must have them if we are going to survive and prosper. But we are not trusting God to provide for us when we worry about these items. When we are tempted to worry, and all of us probably are, we are to cast all our cares or worries on our Lord, because there is a care about Him. 1 Peter 5:7. We are to be concerned and work hard to provide for ourselves and for our families. But we are not to worry. God created our universe, including the birds and animals, regardless of the foolish, unscientific contentions of the evolutionists. Had He not wanted to take care of them, He would not have created them. Jesus affirmed that the fowls of the air neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, but our Heavenly Father feeds them. How very fascinating it is to learn how God has provided for the feeding of various birds, animals, and fish. It is always interesting to observe the great care bird mothers and animal mothers use to protect their offspring and to bring food to them. The evolutionists may attempt to explain such care naturalistically, but the explanations simply do not wash. What happened to the baby bird or baby animals before their mothers had developed the instincts to feed and to care for their babies? As vital as it is for God to make arrangements for the animals, it is far more important for Him to provide for His special creation, human beings. Jesus asked, "Are you not better than they?" We are the object of His special care and arrangements. We are the reason God sent His only Son into the world to die on the cross. Jesus did not die for the birds, or for animals, or for fish. He died for us. If God cares enough to take care of the animals and the birds, will He not take care of us? If He sent His Son to die in our stead, will He not provide for the necessities of our lives? When we meditate on what God has done for the animals, and what He has given to us, how could we ever worry about anything? Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless and keep you.